Sports.com, John Corona. John, good evening. Welcome to the program. Appreciate you taking time to join us. We'll talk a little bit about your league. The synopsis that you sent me on what you guys are doing over there is absolutely awesome. I know it's right up Lenny Melnick's alley. Talk a little bit about first what the website is and what you're actually doing over there.
Stray Baseball. Well, thanks first for having me, guys. I appreciate it. It's for a great cause. StrayBaseball.com. I run two different leagues. One is a present day league where we use the APA game engine. It's called Baseball for Windows, and we draft 38 players and 12 minor leagues, and we have 28 franchises. So basically, anybody who's any good in the majors and anybody who's any good in the minors is usually taken. And we have a pretty cool twist on it that your minor leaguers have to make it up in 3 years or you lose their rights. And we draft players from A-ball, college, high school, foreign leagues. It's a pretty incredible draft. And the winter league that we run is based on we started in 1970 and we play the game engine. And we have 20 franchises and right now we're currently in the 1983 season.
That's awesome.
I'm sorry, Paul. This is Lenny Melnick right here. It's nice to have you with us, John.
Thanks, Lenny.
Your league now, when you keep score, do you base the stats on a career or in one particular year that somebody plays the best?
Well, the first league, I use the modern day league. We actually use a game engine like APA or Stratomatic is the game that we play. So our numbers are based off of last year's statistics, but we actually play out a full season, 162 games. At the end of the year, we have playoffs, including wild card and league championship. And a lot of the older guys out there will remember rolling dice with APA or Stratomatic, and those games have converted into computerized games. And that's what we use for our game engine. So we do play out 162-game regular season from March 1st until about September 1st.
Hal Rich was a very good friend of mine. He has done a remarkable job of fighting the industry and fighting the world the last couple of years with the advent of all these computer games and everything. And he's still out there selling the board game. So Hal's a remarkable guy. It does a great job. I love to play Stratomatic. I love to play APA. Actually, my favorite of all time was probably the simplest game ever made, and I'll call that All-Star Baseball. You had the spinner.
Was that Status Pro?
No, that was the one by Ethan Allen. You put the disc on a spinner, and you landed in the one. It was a home run, and Babe Ruth had a big one. Anyway, it's a great game. As well, but the point is that this is very interesting, and you got to think that there's so many different ways to create a diversion for ourselves. Fantasy baseball and what you guys are doing, you really have to be serious though to get into a league like one of those that you have.
Yeah, one of the things is you really got to do your homework. We draft once a year, and it's so deep of a draft. You're drafting college and high school players. And here's an example. I drafted last year in 2009 of February. I drafted a Cuban pitcher named Aroldis Chapman, who was not even pitching in the World Baseball Classic yet, not even thought about defecting yet. And I drafted this young man hoping that he would find a raft and get out of Cuba. And it actually happened for him. And I could have a very promising young left-handed pitcher for my team in a couple of years.
Well, that leads me to the next question, then. Who would be the next player that we have not heard about yet that you're out there looking for on the waiver wire, so-called, or is it the raft?
Well, I'll give you another Cuban player, and you guys probably heard of him, but his name is George Julio Ruiz, and he's going to sign pretty soon either with Boston or Toronto or one of those clubs. But the Red Sox are looking at him as a type of David Ortiz player, somebody who can come in and maybe mash some homers as he develops into a power hitter.
I'm sorry, yeah, that's me. I'm supposed to be coming in. I'm sorry, Tony. That was me. I was actually talking to you, but I had my microphone down, so I apologize. Hey, listen, one of the things that I like, and when I was growing up as a kid, everything was about the flipping of the cards. I don't go as far back as Lenny, and I wish I did, because I think, Lenny's era and what you're doing right now at your league is the way to go. If you're looking for some fun stuff, now it's all computerized, and there's some cool games that are out there. The thing that I don't understand is, I tried, like, the Sporting News when they have the the fantasy seasons with the old guys. I cannot figure out, for the life of me, please explain this, because I cannot figure out these cards, what it all means, because I thought I had a kick-ass team, and then I finished in last, and I don't know how, and I tried like three or four times. I cannot figure this stuff out. Explain to me what, from a beginner standpoint, how to best understand how this stuff is played.
It's a tough call. What you're looking for is trying to get players who develop as far as a career. For us, you know, it's not just a one-time season. Our players develop and grow up with you, and you can, you know, you trade players and things like that. So you're looking for young players who can get on base, just like the majors do, and pitchers who can throw strikes and not walk people. And, you know, all that develops into the game engine. And we actually, you know, we don't play a joystick-type game or a controller-type game like the kids do nowadays. This is just a, you know, the random number comes up and it gives you an outcome of the game, but it's based on the player's numbers from the previous year. It's great because you kind of know the outcome, but with this year, we don't know next year. So you could have a great pitcher who pitches now, but next year you could have a bad year.
Yeah, and that's I guess what the is, you know, the whole going from, you know, 1970s and watching these kids grow up is fascinating. Let me ask you this now. The league that you run over at straightbaseball.com, is it just you and your friends, or is it like open to other people? So if those that are listening now that might be interested in something like that, where it's continuing to grow?
Well, we just expanded in our current day league from 24 teams to 28. So each franchise lost a few of their semi-talented player, and just like when you expand in the majors, those teams are going to struggle for a couple years. But it started off with a few friends, and then we developed, and we have teams as far east as up in Quebec, Canada, and as far west as California. We really don't have openings, but every once in a while, usually once a year, you know, a team will drop out, and then we're always looking for people who have the knowledge and interest and desire to do the work, because this isn't a league where you just sit back and watch your players each night. You have to go out and draft players, again, that are college, high school, rookie ball, and watch those players develop. And you have to be a shrewd GM and make the trades at the right time when your team's in the playoff race. You know, you got to make a deal to get the third starter that you need. Instead of having a horrible fourth and fifth starter out there, you got to go make a deal. So you trade one of your youngsters. But as far as getting into the league, we're always taking applications, and you can find that right at straybaseball.com. We're always looking for guys like you guys who love the game and have the passion to sit down and actually do the homework, because that's part of it.
And that could definitely be like our man, Lenny, because Lenny's definitely into that. I find it very intriguing. I love what you guys are doing over there at Straight Baseball. Again, hey, John, I want to thank you again for joining us, because I think you bring a unique style of fantasy play to the table. And these guys that are, you know, in the chat room are talking about it, which is great. Again, just give out the website real quick here before we let you go. And just give us, you know, what's coming up next for you guys. I mean, you guys, are you getting ready for the draft? And let's get ready to close this out for you. And again, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Gentlemen, it was my pleasure. You guys are doing a wonderful thing. My wife does some care packages for some of the soldiers, and we're all for it. So you guys are doing a great job. The website, it's real easy. It's straybaseball.com, and there's two flags on the front page. You can go to either one of them, and one's the current day league, one's the 1980s league that we're still in. We're getting ready to throw out the first pitch. Next Friday starts our games. We just finished drafting last Saturday. We drafted from 9:30 in the morning until 5:30 in the afternoon. My wife ran the draft. We had 336 selections, and it went flawless, under 8 hours.
That's awesome. Hey, congratulations on that, because, you know, for us with the Uber geeks, it takes us 3.5 hours just to pick 23 guys for our team on the computer. So great stuff. Guys, if you want to check it out at straightbaseball.com, he's John Corrado. John, listen, really appreciate you taking the time, and thank you so much. We'll be talking to you soon. Thanks, pal.
Pleasure's mine, guys. Have a good day.
Well, thanks, man.
Paul, that might be the most remarkable interview. Did you hear what the guy said, Lenny? Are we paying attention here? The guy's wife ran the draft for 8.5 hours.
That's what I'm saying. Lenny's getting ready to start the other show here in about 10 minutes, but I'll tell you what, Thorny, you know, my wife is friggin' awesome, okay? she is, when you talk about 100% commitment, you know, to your husband and what they're trying to do, she's been behind this since day one. And, you know, I can't thank her enough. So to hear another story like that, where it's 8 hours and she's helping, you know, because she understands how much it means to you, that is the woman. That's why I married my wife, first of all. Second, she's absolutely gorgeous. And I know some of y'all have seen a picture and you know. So, but, you know, when you can find a friend, you know, that cares enough about you and what you love and supports you, that's the keeper, fellas. And for some of you Uber geeks that are still living in the basement of your mom's place, go out and take a look, because if you can find that girl, that's the keeper. Okay, that's the keeper. Not because she looks awesome, you know, not because she makes you feel good when you do what you got to do. It's make sure she, you know, supports what you do. That's the best part. Tony, I know you've got the same thing going on over there in your household as well.
Absolutely. You know, it was the time we put in this, and I tell people all the time, people who don't realize the time we put into putting a one-hour show is like 3 or 4 hours of prep time out there. So they put up with a lot, but it made it a lot easier this week going to Las Vegas for 4 days on FantasyWorld.com after taking home their fantasy football championship. It makes it a little easier.
Hey, talk about that, because that is freaking awesome. If you